Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center in just a moment.
Come on, Ricky, is that all you got? You're buzzing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
The 62nd Annual Convention and Trade Show of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association returns to the Reed Center in Midwest City on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of July. This year's Cattlemen's College Session 1 will be Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. with the Cattle Market Outlook kicking off the convention instead of ending the meeting. This year, the Cattle Market Outlook to be presented by Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. The 2014 OCA Convention, get more details at their website at okcattlemen.org. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, based out of the Denver area, with us once again today. As Jim focuses in during a part of his conversation with Eric Atkinson on agriculture today on beef exports as well as beef imports. First of all, on the export side of the ledger, the latest numbers we have are for the month of May.
Beef export tonnage was up fully 4% from last year. The other meat items didn't fare quite as well. Pork exports were essentially unchanged from the prior year, and chicken exports were up a rather modest 2% year over year. So those exports, especially on the beef side, have clearly been a strong demand component, and the domestic beef demand has been rather good, as has the export demand, as indicated by these numbers. And then if we do the flip side, though, I can talk about the imports of beef. Clearly, these record-high beef prices for the cow cutout value and the low slaughter levels is pulling more beef into the U.S., especially from Australia and other countries. Beef imports for the month of May were 20% above a year ago. Probably still leaves us on aggregate, as the prices indicate, with very tight overall supplies. But the markets are working and starting to pull some additional beef products from overseas that's mostly going into hamburger and manufactured meat items.
And Jim Robb says that imported beef flow won't stop anytime soon.
A little bit of it is the supply side. We're still having a pretty major drought in Australia, but we saw some pickup in beef imports from some other countries. New Zealand and some other countries have sort of stepped in to fill the void. So we are the highest priced meat market in the world in the United States, and we're going to attract some of this meat to fill the void that's being caused by low cow slaughter in the U.S. And again, a rather strong demand for hamburger and other relatively less expensive beef items.
Shifting gears with Jim Robb from beef exports and imports over to input costs, cattle producers can continue to look forward to cheap feed grain prices, it looks like, in the immediate future, based on the latest USDA report.
USDA's WASD report, you know, did not have a lot to offer, but it certainly didn't shake off the ideas that we have a very much a growing corn crop in the U.S., one that has acreage levels that did not get reduced very much, and set the tone for some real erosion in corn costs that livestock producers will face even this past week. If we look across the Midwest markets, the elevator bids, up until this past week, there was a spotty number of markets that were below $4 a bushel. This week, almost every market is below $4 a bushel. So we have seen a large decline in the cost of production for livestock producers. We see a corn crop that is probably getting larger rather than getting smaller if Mother Nature cooperates over the next couple of months.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, who, by the way, will be one of the featured speakers during the Cattlemen's College segments at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Annual Convention and Trade Show this coming week in Midwest City. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land. And of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.